Here we go.
Welcome to the Father and Son podcast, where my father and I chat about many topics of interest. Chatting is an important part of learning and growing. Check it out.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Papa.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
There we go. Again, another episode.
Yeah.
So, what's been happening? So, you started school again?
Yeah, I did. I'm in term two. Just got home from cross country. Very tiring.
How long was that for?
3 kilometers.
Oh, okay. And you finished?
Yeah.
Wonderful. How did you feel about finishing?
Really good. I wasn't actually that puffed out when I finished, though.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Yeah.
What did you do today?
I had a day off today, and I did a few things. But we wanted to discuss a couple of things this week. There was an event or an incident at school.
Yes. Yes, there was. I got my very first detention.
Yeah, what was that about?
I don't really want to say the reason why I got the detention on the podcast.
Okay.
But I got the lunchtime detention because of something I did to someone. And obviously, I played it as a joke, but obviously they didn't think it that it was a joke.
Yes. And what happened after that?
Mr. Rude, one of the Year 7 leaders, he asked me to come to his office and he talks to me about it. He asked me, do you have your side of the story? And I told him my side of the story, the fully honest story part from my side.
Yep.
And he said, well, the best we can do at the moment is probably a lunchtime detention. And as you know, with everything that you do, there is always a consequence. And that was lunchtime detention. It was very boring.
How long was that for?
Until Mr. Rude had yard duty, and it went for while he was on yard duty. So when he came back, I was allowed to leave. And there was only 15 minutes left of lunch when I left.
So, honey, a couple of things. What's the takeaway for you? What's the takeaway lesson?
Keep my hands to myself.
Okay. And there's another thing which is perhaps I want to share with you is that there's a difference between intention and action. So your intention was to joke with the other student, but they didn't understand the intention. They took the action and they were not happy with the action. So we're not going to rely on the fact always that our intention is the best we can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a saying that goes like this. We judge ourselves on our intention, and we judge others on their actions.
Ali Dreamer, May 2022.
Signed by Ali. But there was also another thing, which is really basically, it took you a few hours to let me know.
Yeah.
Only when I started asking you about the day, you shared it with me.
I couldn't keep it in.
Yeah. And how did you feel when you shared it?
I felt better.
Good. Good. Because sometimes this is called, you're going to have to face the music.
Yeah.
So the manager called it, you're going to have consequence for the action.
Yeah.
All right. The second piece we wanted to discuss was the idea of trust.
Yeah, trust.
What does trust mean to you?
I'm not actually sure.
When you trust someone, what does that mean?
It means you know and you think that if you tell them something that you don't want them to tell anyone else, they won't tell anyone else.
So you can trust them with
the
information.
Yeah, that's an example of trust.
Good, yeah. And trust is a mutual thing anyway, yeah?
Yeah.
So when we give it, we also expect it.
Yeah.
But do you trust everyone?
No.
And why is that?
Because if I tell them something and I don't want them to tell anyone else, and they tell someone else, and then they tell someone else, and they tell someone else, and they tell someone else, I can't trust them because now it's all around the school.
Yeah. Okay. So
and everyone are going, oh, look, that's the kid who did something. Yeah. That's the kid who did that.
So the reason why we don't trust everyone is because we can't know everyone.
Yeah.
Only when you trust, only when you know someone really well, then the trust will grow.
Yeah.
But there are people you trust by default.
Yeah, yeah.
Like who?
You, mom.
Yes, so parents we trust by default because they want the best for us. And they're the closest family members.
My best friends.
So you've got at school, have you got a friend that, without mentioning their name, have you got a friend that you can trust?
Yeah, actually, I have two.
You've got two. Good. And outside, do you, what about your cousins?
Yeah, you trust them? I trust them.
Yeah? Good. Anybody else outside the family?
I trust family members.
Yeah.
Or family friends.
That's good. Yeah. Trust grows by time. We don't just go and all of a sudden we trust someone.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. It takes time. Anyway, we're coming to the end of the podcast.
We are.
So tomorrow you've got grading for your which belt?
I'm grading from my orange belt to my green belt. In the next podcast, guys, we will talk about how the grading went and what I did in the grading and how I got my green belt.
Fantastic. It's that time of the day.
Yeah.
Until next time.
Stay well.
And stay safe. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Father and Son Podcast. To help us continue chatting about more topics, please hit us with a like or leave a comment. And while you're here, please subscribe. Until next time, stay well and stay safe. Is that good?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I think we need to tell them next time to check out the other episodes.
Yeah, yeah. Do check out the other episodes, though. Yeah, yeah.